Oh, stand back, everybody. Stand back. Oh, my God. Look out. Coming in hot. This is Ross Nielsen's Killer Tunes. Check this out. Sisters Euclid, Faith Cola. We'll be right back. Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ross Nielsen. You've tuned in once again to Killer Tunes here, 95.7 FM, The Wolf in Fredericktown. Kicked the show off today with a tune called Faith Cola from a band from Toronto called Sisters Euclid. The Sisters, that's one of Kevin Bright's projects. Kevin's, if you're not familiar, is a guitar-playing man from outer space. As far as I'm concerned, he's brilliant. You may know Kevin's work from Norah Jones. Had a big hit with her many years ago and toured with her on the album Come Away With Me. Just an amazing, amazing artist. His band, the Sisters, performed at the Orbit Room in Toronto for, I think, just about 13 years. Managed to catch them a couple times when my sister lived in Toronto. We were just a little down by Dundas there, and the Orbit Room was just walking distance. And I remember the first night I went, and I was so mad that I had not gone before because it was so, so good. Just mind-blowing instrumental music. You know, and of course they have a full album of Neil Young instrumental tunes. Just like, I just can't explain it, folks. If you haven't seen the Sisters, how great they truly are. I remember taking my rhythm section, the Suffering Bastards, there for the first time and just sitting back and watching the looks on their faces as the band leveled the room. Just truly inspiring musicians. After that, we had Green Onions. Not hard to identify that tune, is it? You might think, oh, there's something not quite right about that tune. That's because that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing Green Onions. I love listening to that version. I love how hardcore they are about duplicating the sounds of the original, and the guitar in particular sounds so much like Steve Cropper. I just love it. I love Petty's covers. They're thoughtful picks, and then they just knock them out of the park. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to get into a little more funky stuff. Hey, if you haven't noticed, you're listening to Killer Tunes. This is Ross Nielsen yammering at ya. This week's episode, folks, instrumentals, baby. Oh yeah, all instrumentals. If you can't handle it, now's the time to shut her off. But I'm telling you, it's going to be some good, good, good stuff. Killer, killer instrumentals. Like this one, New Orleans' favorite funk band, The Meters. Maybe you saw there was a video floating around Facebook there last week, George Porter showing people how to properly play this tune. Nobody does it right like they do. This is Sissy Strut. Yeah. Dig it. We'll be right back. Dusky Martin and Wood with Bubble House off of 1996's Shack Man. What an album that was. What an era that was for funky, jazzy, groovy music. I remember living in Kelowna at that time and ended up moving back to Fredericton a couple of years afterwards. And there was a full-on movement. Scofield had done a go-go with MMW, and there was some funky stuff happening. We were doing Thursday night jams at the Capitol called Alternate Transportation. Me and Sean Warden, and we would bring in a couple of guests, a guest drummer every week, and we would just jam out for hours on end. Can't believe that people would even let us do that. I don't think they would let us now, but holy moly, it was fun. Some of the funnest jam times I ever had, to be honest with you. I recall a few years ago with Modesky Martin Wood being at Harvest, and they did an afterburner and just friggin' leveled the room, man. It was so, so good. Unbelievable, really. All right, we're creeping on the final tune of the first half of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering what's going on, my name is Ross Nielsen. This is Killer Tunes. That's where you are. That's what we're doing. That's what's going on. Coming at you out of 95.7 The Wolf FM in Fredericktown, Nouveau Brunswick. Check this out. We're going to go out with an Allman Brothers tune. Like, how many instrumentals do these guys have? I could have done a whole show on Allman's instrumentals. They're all friggin' awesome. Egypt, High Falls, Kind of Bird, Memory of Elizabeth Reed, of course, legendary, Hot Lanta, so many good instrumentals. I elected to go with Jessica. I don't know what I can say about this tune that hasn't been said, but it's a Dickie Betts gem found on Brothers and Sisters, 1973. It was kind of a tribute to Dickie's tribute to Django Reinhardt. If you're not familiar with Django, he was a gypsy guitar player, only used two fingers on his left hand, and was a badass. The tune was named after, I believe, after Dickie's daughter, Jessica, and it was actually released as a single. That was back in the days when you could release an instrumental song as a single, ladies and gentlemen. You wouldn't hear that nowadays, can you imagine? On Top 40 Radio, releasing a single, and maybe a Nickelback would release like an instrumental rock tune. That's not going to happen. Anyway, without further ado, Wall Street Journal called this a national heirloom. It is a piece of gear, I'll tell you right now, a masterful piece of music and guitar playing. Jessica. Welcome back to the second half of Killer Tunes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Ross Nielsen. Thanks for tuning in. We kicked off the second half with Frankenstein. Not hard to recognize that signature riff from the Edgar Winter Group. I believe that came out in 1973 on They Only Come Out at Night. Previously debuted, though, in 1970 when Edgar was touring with his brother Johnny, and they were doing the Royal Albert Hall, I believe. There's a live album of Johnny's, and they do that tune. It's like a, I don't know, 8 or 9 minute version. You can tell us before it was really concisely arranged, but there's a massive double drum solo in the middle of it. Real awesome stuff. That version, though, of course, is the studio version. Ronnie Montrose on guitar there, and Edgar on just about everything. Really classic stuff. And then Apostrophe by Monsieur Frank Zappa. I don't know if I've played any Zappa on here before. I'm happy to, though. Zappa's tough for me because I love his music. His guitar playing is unparalleled. He's just masterful. But his lyrics are hard for me to get into. And I had this conversation recently with somebody, and they said, yeah, I don't think Zappa liked his lyrics either. And I understand that he initially wanted to do instrumental music, but the record company kind of forced him to put some lyrics on. So I think in true Zappa fashion, he put the silliest lyrics on he could think of, and kind of stuck and became a signature thing for him. Ridiculous lyrics, masterful music. He's a piece of work. All right, we're gonna get into a lovely little number from one of my all-time favorite bands, Hot Toddy. Of course, Fredericton, stalwarts, just smoking trio, acoustic, jazzy, bluesy. They just do it all. I love their stuff. This is off of their amazing album, Shoe Factory. You know, back in the day, I lived across the street from Joel and would often hear and see these boys performing and rehearsing in the neighborhood, and a lot of influence came from the three of them. Couldn't say enough. But this is one of my favorite tunes on that. It's a beautiful instrumental by Joel. It's called 12 Slugs. Thank you. The Iceman, baby. Albert Collins coming at you right there, master of the Telecaster. If you didn't know, now you know. He's the guy. That is Don't Lose Your Cool, my favorite, very favorite Albert Collins instrumental. Got to credit my bud David Gogo for turning me onto that tune. He released an album a million years ago called Down Under the Stars and had a cover of that on it, opening the album Smokin' Live album. If you can find Down Under the Stars, do so. It's one of the albums I lost in my divorce and always missed it. Really, really great, great record of Dave's, and turned me on to that tune, which I still play in my live shows when I can. Love that song. So many great Albert Collins tunes. Such a distinct player. It just doesn't get better than that one for me. I just love it to death. Look, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ross Nielsen. It's Killer Tunes. If you're just tuning in, you've tuned in just in time to catch the last song here on Killer Tunes today. And what a doozy. I've been playing killer instrumentals all afternoon. You know, if you know me well, it wouldn't be hard to figure out what we're going to go out on today. It's a classic song of all time, and this version of it is stupendous, maybe even better than the original version, if I may be so bold. The song is Little Wing. The version is by Stevie Ray Vaughan. I don't know what else to say. It is absolutely masterful in performance and just a wonderful, wonderful take on a wonderful homage paid to Stevie's hero, Jimmy. Listen, folks, I want you to think about being real nice to each other this week. I'm going to see you next week, same time, same place, same channel. Thanks for tuning in. Look after each other. Hugs, kisses, maybe, you know, go a little out of your way this week to be nice to somebody, to help somebody, be selfless, maybe an act of kindness that they weren't expecting. It will make you feel good about yourself, I promise you. Either way, I hope to see you here next week in fine form on Killer Tunes, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you then. Stay good. Here we go. Little Wing.